And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Just bulletproof influence. That's what we got. Hey, I want to spend a few minutes. I want to close out the show by honoring the fact that this is right now June 6th. We are on the 81st anniversary of the Normandy invasion. 81 years ago today, the greatest generation saved the world. And I don't think anybody can argue that. The invasion of Normandy was a massive operation on a scale unlike anything ever seen in the history of the world. I mean, we had had million-man armies, allegedly, when the Persians marched across the Hellespont trying to take Greece, and the Spartans stood 300 of them in the gap at the hot gates. It's said that they had a million-man army. I don't know if it's true or not. But nothing of the logistical scale of what happened with Operation Overlord, the battle for Normandy, 81 years ago today. Now, at the point we're talking about right now, and I realize there's a time lag difference, there's a 12-hour difference between us and Europe, but the reality is, last night, I could not help but think, as a paratrooper, that last night, the men of the 82nd Airborne and the 101st and the British paratroops, the pararegiments and the glider troops, were all doing their thing. They were all going in. And it's literally just one of the most amazing things in my mind to think about, having jumped in peacetime, what it would have been like to have jumped in that. And by the way, parachutes were new. This was not like something that had been done much before. This was the very first ever major parachute operation in a combat zone. And there are so many things that happened in that. But D-Day, 1944, with, you know, paratroopers already hitting the ground, we had a 1,200 plane airborne assault, 1,200 planes carrying paratroopers and gliders. And then we had over 5,000 vessels in the amphibious assault. Nearly 160,000 troops crossed the English Channel on June 6th. More than 2 million Allied troops were in France just about 60 days later. Can you imagine the logistical effort that it took place to get that done? And so as the U.S. troops hit the beaches at places named Utah and Omaha and Sword and Gold and Juneau, in some places it was kind of, I don't want to say a cakewalk, but it was shockingly unopposed. And then others, it became a meat grinder where basically if you survived the first wave, you were forever in a club that had a very small membership. Places like Pont de Hoc, when the Rangers climbed the cliffs under withering fire. Can you imagine climbing a cliff on a knotted rope, looking up at Germans who are dropping grenades and firing down on you while you climb the cliffs? And they took those cliffs. And all of this happened. And literally the first day was the day. And heroism was the call of the day. It was a thing that became, the uncommon became the common. And the world was really changed. And there were things that happened in the midst that some of which have kind of gone by the wayside, and there were little moments of heroism that people may never know ever happened. There were things that happened, like it was Teddy Roosevelt's own son, a brigadier general, the only general who went ashore in the first wave, who actually died of a heart attack on the beachhead area just a few days later, who was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. And then there was a group of British soldiers, glider troops. Well, my grandfather was a glider troop. My grandfather was a glider rider with the 82nd Airborne and moved into the 18th Airborne Corps headquarters not long thereafter. But my grandfather was a glider rider. And I know what that means. And there were glider troops of the British pararegiments who seized a bridge that became known as the Pegasus Bridge because their emblem was the Pegasus winged horse. They seized that bridge, and there are some who say, and Stephen Ambrose wrote the book called Pegasus Bridge, which is a great read. I highly recommend it. But Stephen Ambrose wrote that book, and there are some who say that had those British paragliders not landed when they did and seized that bridge as they did, if they had not done that, it might have jeopardized the Normandy landings, because that bridge wound up being one of the key places that prevented the Germans from being able to reinforce the beachhead. All that to say, the leaders, including General Dwight Eisenhower, labored over this. And I see you just put up a picture of the Pegasus Bridge. Thank you very much. But General Eisenhower labored over this. The weather was horrible. They didn't know if they were going to have the window they needed. If they sailed across, flew across, tried to jump in, and the weather didn't clear, it was going to be an awful day. Not that it was an easy day to begin with. But they finally saw, they thought they had a window, and they went with it. And the rest is history. As the troops were staging and getting ready to go out, General Eisenhower had written out a note. He wrote it himself, and he had it disseminated to all the troops, and it was read out to them as they embarked. Supreme Headquarters Allied Expeditionary Force. Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade towards which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers-in-arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely, but this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940 and 41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle and man-to-man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us beseech the blessings of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. Dwight Eisenhower. That's an epic note that goes down in history on the eve of the greatest invasion in the history of the world, which will probably never be surpassed. But it literally happened 81 years ago today. I saw today, too, JPX reported out to me that Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is in Normandy right now, and he was actually doing PT on the beaches at Normandy with Rangers near the Pont de Hoc site where they climb the cliffs. That's the kind of thing we have to keep in mind. And that's the kind of thing, by the way, that is the reason why we are a free world. There's no way in the world anybody could ever say anything less than we are made free because of the sacrifices that went before us. And so today, June 6th, 2025, remember that 81 years ago today, a whole lot of young men went ashore, parachuted in the dark of night, and did things that no one has ever done before and hopefully will never have to do again in order to make the world a free place. D-Day, Operation Overlord, 81 years ago today. All right, well, there you have it. And yeah, I do recommend the book, Pegasus Bridge. I mean, you'll get a clear indication of what it was like. It's written by Stephen Ambrose, the same guy that wrote Band of Brothers. And I will say, too, that Band of Brothers is still, to me, one of the greatest, you know, documentary-style movies to clearly do honor to the people that did the things that they did. All right, man. Listen, we're going to have a great weekend, but we're going to have a greater weekend because of what happened 81 years ago today. That's all there is to it.
Dare I say the greatest military achievement, in my opinion, that's just insane to me when you think about what they accomplished.
Absolutely.
But not only that of the what they accomplished, but the effects of it. Like, imagine if that did not succeed. How much different the world would be today.
Everything rested on that.
Yeah.
It was the hinge point. Absolutely. Sure was. All right, you guys. Listen, y'all have an amazing weekend. I say it all the time, but I mean it when I say it. This audience means the world to us. JP and I could sit here talking into a can. It wouldn't make a bit of difference if y'all weren't out there. So thank you for what you do. And I'll say it like I say it every day. There are more of us than there are them. And God is still very much on his throne. Y'all stay in the fight. We'll see you next week.